I guess we.
Okie dokie.
All right. Okay. We had pledge first.
Nope. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the
republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's a messed up.
Roll call, please.
Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Frascino.
Here.
Heather Buten. Okay, we have a quorum.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, number three, do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda? Does anybody have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I'd like to ask one thing, if I may.
Go ahead.
Overnight parking at Wittick Park, as well as Payden, is overnight parking permitted? And if not, do we have the appropriate signage so that we can enforce that?
Ooh, boy, that's a good question. Dennis, do you know, do you have any answer for that one?
Oh, but at Wittick, you must be talking about out on the street, right? Not inside the park.
No, the parking lot. The parking lot. It's still park property. Yeah. That's in the parking lot.
All right. So it's not in, it's not up at the soccer fields.
No.
Okay. Because, all right. Well, we will be closing that gate December 1, which really doesn't answer your question. But just so you know, on 12-1, we lock up the field. That outside area there, I would have thought that would be up to the police department. And, does the commission need to make a decision as to that they don't want parking there and they want it? Add signs saying so.
There's no chain there or anything or gate out there or anything, right?
No, there's not.
And at Payden, that's been going on right from the get-go. I mean, it's the persons that live across the street. So, I mean,
yeah.
Don't see any harm, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Well, one car that's allowed could lead to two, three, four. It's either something we want to address before it's an attractive nuisance, or maybe we don't want to address it. So I just, again, overnight parking, it's either allowed or it's not. If the parks are both closed, I would say not. You know, and if you get a car that's parked there 24/7 and it's leaking oil and everything, and there goes your parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's a good idea to allow someone to park overnight, one night or several. So that's just my two cents. And I know that it's happening, but I also know there's no signage, because that's the first thing people are going to say. There's no sign that says I can't do it. So
I think I think we need a little time to put that on the agenda. So I've made a note to put that on next month's agenda. In the meantime, we could do some research and find out what we can learn. How does that sound for now?
Perfect.
So we'll do that. I'll get with Dennis and we'll check with everybody to see what their feelings are.
Do we need to for this decision, do we have to involve the police department, or is it something that the commission can do on their own?
I think we could do a true public works, order a couple of signs. They may even have them up there. Check with Ed. Yeah.
But we could make the decision.
I would think we could make the decision based upon what we find there. You know, and it's also feel around a little bit to see what maybe even some of the members of the board feel too. I mean, we want to include as many people as possible, but I think we could probably make the decision.
Sure.
But, yep. Okay, so we'll put that on agenda for next month. In between, we'll do the research. So, okay, we're going to go down to number four, acceptance of the minutes of September 13, 2021. Has everybody had a chance to look at those?
Yep, motion to accept them as presented.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. Public portion. I think I only see Tom there, but anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public? If there's nobody from the public, we're going to move on to correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Dennis?
No, we do not.
Okay. Okay, we're all the way down to the director's report.
Okay. All right. So since we haven't met in so long, we are pretty much completed our fall youth programs, that being youth baseball, Little League baseball, and 13 to 15 baseball, youth soccer. We did have fall programs for those sports, and they're done. We finished them up last week. We did not want to get into November with those programs, and we didn't. We also completed our Pop Warner team program, that being the flag football age 10 year old team. They're finished as well. We are currently registering for youth basketball at the community center this entire week. We sent flyers out to all the schools, and this is for the boys youth program. So each boy in St. Mary's Irving Middle School and Bradley received a flyer indicating that we're holding registration for youth basketball this week. It's at the community center, the registration. We don't have hours. As long as the community center is open, you can come and register, which is all day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Saturday, 9 to 3 p.m. So we give our people ample time to come in and register for that program. As everybody knows, we are struggling mightily with our numbers for our programs. We're all aware of what happened with our high school football program. There's serious problems up there with numbers. I am hearing also that we may struggle with our baseball high school program in the spring, and that we're also facing problems possibly with our high school soccer programs next year when it comes to numbers. That's a concern. What I wanted to bring up with you guys, being that, you know, our football situation is having a very large problem. What I'd like to do maybe is make a committee or task force, if you want to call it, with our Parks and Rec Commission, as well as me, to look at our youth football program and try to come up with, to reevaluate what we're doing now, which is not much, maybe look at some decisions that we can make. Of course, listen, the horse left the barn. We all know it. I know it. And it's, you know, it could be said, okay, you want to do this now? Well, you know what? Coming out of the virus, you know, there's problems everywhere coming out of the virus. Certainly with our sports recreation programs. It's not the entire reason, of course. However, the virus is a contributor. So not having anything last year is a contributor. I'd like to get a group of us together, sit down and see if we can come up with some remedies to our problem, come up with some decisions to enhance our abilities to move forward with this stuff, especially football. I don't want to really get into any of my ideas. I'd rather do that with a group of us, before I say anything. I don't want anybody to think we're pointing fingers at anybody or accusing anyone of dropping the ball. I don't want to, I have some ideas, I think, that could be helpful. Ideas are easy. Executing them are not. Okay. It's going to be a tough go. Trying to get, especially our football program back in shape. That could be rather difficult. So, I'd like, and if we could do that, I don't know how, me get in touch with people and sit down and see if we could, come up with some ideas that could be helpful for us.
Would it start with drumming up Pop Warner again and starting that program, lowering rates, doing something to get the kids to play? Or?
Well, listen, I mean, you hit the nail on the head right there. I'd like to make a pitch that we offer the program for free. It's not like we're going to have 100 kids run through the door. Okay.
Right.
Yep. That's a drastic measure, but that may be one of the things that's needed. I don't think it would be that expensive. We offer money to the program already, but we also need to get involved with leadership for the program. And I just don't want to say too much because I think what's going to end up happening is it may be come off as if there's some accusations being made as to, listen, it's a very difficult time, okay? And, we have some difficult decisions to make, and group decisions are best. So I'd like to get take a run at that, especially before. We could talk about everything.
Just got to get it going.
Talk about everything, but I think it's a very good idea.
Yeah, and hey, listen, Pop Warner, it could be Pop Warner, could be we decide that Pop Warner's not the answer. And I mean, as a league or whatever, because there's not everybody is in Pop Warner, but it still may be the case that Pop Warner is the best scenario for Derby. In any event, getting a group together is my wish, and so that we can talk out this stuff and come up with some ideas.
You're talking just Parks and Rec, or you're talking Board of Ed, Alderman?
I'd like to start with Parks and Rec, and then listen. If we could branch out. Our youth football is it's under our guidance. It's our program. By all means, anybody that adds any kind of knowledge and good ideas to that we could consider to try to get ourselves back on track with this program, we're not.
Who would be interested in being on a committee? How many people are you interested in?
There's only four of us here. I know John's formerly involved with Pop Warner. I know Sal's formerly involved with Pop Warner. I would think that maybe they might want to do it for starters.
I would definitely join the committee.
Same here.
Okay.
Sounds great. Sounds great to me.
That's good.
I'm not enough.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, hey,
you got one day left.
Yeah. So why don't we do that? Why don't you you guys set up a time to meet to decide how you want to put your committee together, if you want to add people to that, and then your next steps. So it'd be Sal, John, and obviously Dennis, and the rest of us will still be around anyways. But yeah, we'll call that committee. What do you want to call it? The youth football committee.
Subcommittee,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, what we call it is, it doesn't really matter that much. What matters is what we do.
Okay.
And, you know, what we come up with.
Yeah.
That's great. I'll work with John and Sal for starters, and we'll get together. Okay. And some of our ideas, I'm hoping, might be a little bit out of the box, but. Guess what?
Hey, it might motivate enough of these young people to move up to a high school level. That's your objective, right?
Absolutely.
Ultimately.
Yeah, they're always built from the youth up.
Yeah, right. But, okay. All right.
So are you going to include people from outside or just the three people?
I think right now, me, John, and Sal should initiate the committee and talk about our ideas, and then talk about reaching out to other entities, high school. I guess it would be, I don't know who else it would be other than maybe some high school personnel, the AD. Certainly anybody that has anything to do with our sports programs will be privy to what we're doing and, you know, what we're saying and what we're thinking, for sure. Because, you know, we would want to make sure of that. Our ideas need to be shared with everybody, and so that, you know, they could comment on them.
All right. Go ahead.
Just let Karen or I know, and we'll, you know, get the agenda posted so you can comply with the FOI stuff.
Sounds good. All right. Sounds good. All right, guys. So I'm going to set up a meeting and I'll get in touch with you for that. All right.
Okay.
Great. I don't have much else to talk about. The community center, everything's going well here. Very busy with our swim lessons. We're teaching a real lot of kids how to swim. We have a very active basketball court. Again, we're registering for youth basketball. Our high school basketball program signed up 36 kids as potential players. That's our boys' high school basketball program. So we do have programs that are, I'm not going to say flourishing, but that are okay, that have the numbers that they need. Talking with the AD, we haven't had a freshman team in years, but with 36 kids joining up or signing up for the high school basketball program, there's a possibility that, you know, he can go back to a freshman JV varsity program, which is three teams. Which we haven't had in a long time.
That's good. So,
whereas, you know, football is kind of hit the skids pretty hard. Basketball has it. Cross country has it. And track has it. Again, there's some talk saying that, you know, we're going to struggle with our baseball numbers. And they're also talking about soccer. I know that our youth soccer program that we just finished, I know we didn't have a lot of people. I mean, we used to have tremendous numbers for youth soccer, like 300, which is a very large program for the city of Derby. Yeah. We're not even close. So we are struggling there as well. But hey, listen, some of the ideas that we come up with for football probably could be related to any sport. So yeah, let's see what we can do with that. I don't really have anything else to share. Any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Everything good up the field, field house?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We had our first paid-in great room rental. So so far we've rented the great room one time. And that went rather easily and no problem. We're not looking at anything coming down the pike as far as rentals are concerned there. When we're the football field, I think this year we should do pretty good with renting our football field since we got started last year. But that's in the spring. You know, when high school football is underway, you know, there is no travel football teams, you know, working right out, you know, other than the youth programs like Pop Warner and whatnot. But the high school kids are not permitted to play anything other than high school. So, but this spring, I expect us to hear from several teams looking to play at Ryan Field.
Okay.
Okay.
I saw yesterday the football field was being used. I think they were playing soccer or something, and somebody was playing softball or baseball on the other field.
Well, the football team has canceled their varsity program, but they're still working out every day. You know, they're going to play a game this Thursday. It's a JV game. Okay. Hmm. So, you know, they're still, they're going to work out right until to the end of the season. I guess that keeps them together. The group that they do have.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, we've still got activity at our complex for sure. You know, that'll be coming to an end Thanksgiving. You know, I'm sure they won't work out past then. But that's what's going on right now. We have a pop-up game coming up between our girls and Shelton girls. So our girls will be practicing pretty much the rest of this week. So you'll see them out there. That's it.
Dennis, were you ever able to hook up with the Derby Historical Society regarding their...
They have asked for the paid-in great room. November 29. Okay. I spoke with a woman. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Do you know who she is, Mark, by any chance? Because it could be helpful. We talked for a long time, but that was quite some time ago.
Elaine Brandon.
Okay. All right. I'm going to write that down. One of their leaders that I probably spoke with.
I think so. Yeah, that was the person. But does it need to come back to the Board of Aldermen for the alcohol request, or did they ever?
Well, I have not been told that there is an alcohol request. Me, I know they. So I spoke with this woman at length, and from what I understand, other persons are speaking with aldermen as well, okay? Because I think it made it into one of the aldermen's meetings, and it didn't come through me.
Then it was referred back to you so that she could fill out the form or whatever.
Okay.
That was where it was left. That was, I think, 2 months ago. So I never heard anything back. So I just, because she was in touch with you, I just need to know so that, because we have the Board of Aldermen meeting on the 18th. So if it needs to come back for that, then we should just plan for that.
Okay. So I know nothing about a request for alcohol. I mean, that's where I'll leave it right now. I mean, I could try to get in touch with this lady and try to revisit that or visit that, because I, you know, revisit,
well, did she,
we already visited it. She did not visit did it she, with me. I mean, she may have done that with some aldermen, but.
Well, no, she just sent an email, but then she never filled out an application, I guess, was how it was left. So then it was referred back to you. Then, and you spoke to her. You had spoken to her.
No, I did. I don't think I spoke to, I think I spoke to her before what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Well, so she needs to fill out an application, or can you call her at least? I just want to make sure. We need, they're only meeting once in November, so I just want to make sure we get that, whatever they need to get it squared away.
The alderman meeting is the 18th, you say?
Yeah, because Thursday is...
It's a week from next. Yeah, okay.
It's all Veterans Day. It's a week later than normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean...
Let's talk tomorrow. We'll just, if you could follow up with her, just to whatever, to close the loop, to see what's what.
Yeah, now that's a Monday night. Now, to your knowledge, they're pursuing alcohol?
Well, that was a question that came up in the email, and then that's when it was referred back to you. I think this was like in September, I think. So, okay. And then I think that's when you had talked to her after they referred it back, because she had sent an email, and so I put it forward to the Board of Aldermen, but I had not realized that she never even filled out an application. So that's why they referred it back to you.
Okay. All right, then I got to track her down, because that referral didn't amount to anything, but she's okay. We'll make it amount to something. And
all right, call me tomorrow afternoon and we'll get it squared away.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the next thing we have under old business is the fee schedule for Imadola Field and Whittick Park. Now, everybody's had months to read that. Has everybody looked that over? Dennis, you've gotten no response back from the Board of Aldermen, right, on that, even though it's been forwarded to everybody. So if the members have all read this and we're all satisfied with this, I don't see any reason for us delaying on taking a vote to accept this. If everybody's read it and everybody's satisfied with it, I think... if we could get a motion, if everybody's satisfied with what they've read, to go ahead and accept our plan for those two parks. So I could be wrong, but I didn't hear anything back on the issue, any issues that came up. So I'm assuming they either liked it or if they didn't, we can't just sit on it, because they're the ones who wanted us to do it.
Well, Chief, just for clarification, I think they're waiting for you to make a recommendation to them. So I would encourage you to vote on it and send it to them so they can.
We'll vote on it. But I was waiting for them, because we sent the whole package to them with numbers and everything on it. So the you know,
where did that go, Andy? Did that go to Operations and Procedures?
Yeah. Sorry,
Dennis. Yeah. Who are the two that got it? Barbara got it, right?
Yeah, it should have been, you know, Charlie and Barbara as the main other persons that we shared this with. Charlie's pretty much the one who asked for it. Right. And
based on their last meeting, they're waiting for your recommendation. So if you vote tonight, then we can get it to them so they can formally approve it.
Yeah, well,
that's Operations, Mark. You're talking about Operations and Procedure?
Yeah, and then they can take it up on the committee and then bring it to the full board.
Yeah, they're
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Dennis, are you happy with it?
Well, yeah, I am. There was a couple things that was confusing to me. I don't have it in front of me, and I didn't know that we were going to talk at length about it. There was one thing concerning with Whittick Park, where the price tag got to $200, And that was, that didn't seem right to me, because that's a lot. And I forget how, you know, what that was associated with. Obviously, it's not anybody from our city. You know, we have, I believe, right, Andy, the four categories.
Just four, like, categories, that's right.
Right, and obviously that would have been the fourth category where the price would be that high, because that was that's for like a 4-hour window. So I'm going to tell you right now, you know, what I had been doing, and I have one more game at Wittick Park. It's a women's team. And, you know, I mean, our prices previous to what we're going to be doing were rather cheap. Okay. So, I mean, we charge, I'm charging them $50 a game, and that's cheap. But, you know, when I asked for this money from these adult soccer groups, you know, they were paying a lot, you know, they pay like $160 or $180 a game for referees. So, you know, my feeling was, you know, we had the field available, easily available. And this women's team that is playing in Derby this year, in a state league, I'm basically recruiting that. I mean, and listen, I've informed everybody that these prices are done and over with this season, okay? Basically telling them, you know, what's coming down the pike is not what's we're doing right now. So there's going to be no surprises when we increase the rates to these groups. And, you know, they're still very acceptable rates. That one $200 situation, you know what, I wish I could explain it. But to me, that might be something that, I don't know, something about it just didn't seem right to me.
I think you could be flexible with that, though, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
No, and you know, I think, yeah, I could be. I mean, I think we could be. And maybe I should not even have brought that up, because I can't finish what I'm saying. I can't remember exactly what it was all about. But anybody that's playing there now knows that we're in the process of revamping our fee schedule. So
the other stuff that's in there is this verbiage for, you know, the use of the field and everything, which is practical anyways, because, you know, that's the use of the field. So the other main thing is the categories, which are the four groups that you mentioned, and then the fee schedule as you recommended, which was Wittick Park and Bradley School, group one at 50, group two at 50, group three at 100, and group four at 200. Those were all the recommendations, all the ones that we have not changed anything. All of this has been pretty much the same. So, see, that's why I'm not sure with the board, the way that it reads, we're supposed to have like an agreement, but if the board is the one who sets the amount of money, that's our recommendation. That would be our recommendation under the motion, that we accept the whole program with the recommendation for the above amounts that I just said. And if the board wants to talk about modifying that, they can. So does anybody want to make a motion about what we have here?
I'll make a motion to move it along and send it to the operation procedures, because we really got to get going on it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Second
that. We had Ronnie made the motion, seconded by John. All in favor of moving this forward on a vote? Aye. Okay. So moved. So we moved this forward with the amounts that we said. It seems satisfactory. I think the board has read, members of the board have read it over. So I don't think there's no harm, no foul. It looks like a fair amount. It's not the same as the Wittick Park, but people do want to use these fields. So, okay, so that's good that we were able to move that forward. So, Mark, you're saying that they'll probably take this up at their next meeting on the 18th?
Well, that's not operations and procedure. That's
No, but I think that, I mean, obviously, Dennis, when's this last game you have for the women's? In the next month or so?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you know, whatever. That's not going to impact that.
No,
so
we'll be done.
And then it's the winter. So, you know, whatever. I would assume, I don't think they're going to, I don't know if the committee's meeting. I'm not quite sure. I you know, just trying to really kind of clean up all the stuff from the election. So, I'll check in on when they're going to meet, but I think it's probably a time that, you know, it's probably good to get it going this way here. You know, the new board's going to take over at the beginning of December, and then they can get the ball, you know, take it and start running with it right away so we can get it squared away, you know, hopefully for January 1st, and then you're set for the spring season.
Yeah, and we
should be pretty good with this.
Mid-March, by the way, okay? I mean, we won't be on the fields until then.
And those committees revamped and changed with people.
Yeah. And you've had. I mean, you pretty much know what you want because you've talked about this for a few months now. I mean, like you said, Chief, everybody has, or Mr. Chair, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Either way, flexible titles. you know, so I mean, I think it makes sense just to kind of get it in the books and then get it squared away, and this way we can publish it on the website. So prior to the beginning of the spring season, everybody knows what it is, and that's it.
Okay. That sounds fair. Okay. All right. Is there anything else that has to come before the board? Anything else? If there's nothing else, do we have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Ah, Sal. You beat Ronnie to the punch on that one.
I'll second that.
Well, he seconded it. All in favor.
I signed on earlier and he did.
Yeah, you're a step ahead of yourself.
All right, thank you, everybody.
All right,
talk
guys,
to you later.
All right, thank you.
All right.